Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Real excited to welcome our next guest as someone that you guys have been able to see on television on Tuesday nights on the hit show on the Oprah Winfrey Network, If Loving You Is Wrong. It's a show that has really knocked the ratings out the park. I'm talking about Denzel Wells. He's making his first appearance on our show to talk to us not only about his journey as an actor, but what it's been like for him to see the success of the show and also how fans have really rallied around his character as well. Denzel, hello to you and welcome to the program, man.
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, as I was saying, people have gotten to know you recently, of course, because of the hit show If Loving You Is Wrong. You bring to life the character Travis there on that show, and we'll talk more about that character here in a moment. But, Denzel, will you kind of step back and look at this thing? You know, it was so funny, just a couple of years ago, I interviewed the cast of the Haves and the Have-Nots, and we talked about how, from the very beginning, people just made that show a hit. It's been the exact same thing with you guys, but I think even more so this time around. What has it been like for you as an actor to see the way that people have responded to the show?
I mean, first and foremost, man, it's a blessing. I mean, that's really the main, you know, descriptive word I want to put. It's just a blessing being part of such a tremendous project. But it's just amazing to sit back and watch this show just break a record on the Oprah Winfrey Network. I mean, it's astonishing. It's amazing. I mean, it's really just very surreal for me.
Right, right. So for you, and I'm sure, you know, for anyone who's in love with their craft and anyone who's in love with what they do, I mean, it has to be a gratifying feeling. You know, I mentioned you bring to life the character Travis on the show, and, you know, I'll talk more about the complexity of that character a little bit later, but, you know, did you expect that you would get the type of response you have from your fans?
Oh, God, no. I mean, I did not think it would be so thrilling. I mean, they have just adhered to the show and have just, you know, we have a great following behind it in such a short amount of time.
Right.
And it's really amazing to just sit back and watch it just grow week in and week out. And just, you know, to start, I think we had, you know, 1.93 million, million viewers on that very first episode.
Right.
And to see that progress and just to generate the higher and higher numbers every week. I mean, you just look back and you're just like, wow, man, it's just, you know, 2 million people. I mean, that number is just astonishing in and of itself.
Exactly. Well, you know, one of the things that was brought to my attention today before we went live here, Denzel, of course, you know, the show is getting a lot of attention, but you're getting a lot of attention as well. As you know, Essence has recently recognized you as eye candy, of course, through Essence.com. I mean, you know, it has to be flattering, but I mean, when you think about that, when you think about the attention that you yourself personally are getting, I mean, is that kind of one of those pinch me moments for you?
It really is. I mean, because Let's you know, rewind back to, let's just say, January of 2013 when I first started modeling and kind of first got into the industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just 1 month before that, you know, nobody really knew who Denzel Wells was. You know what I mean? I was just a humble cat from Houston, you know, went to Rice and was working on my master's at Texas State. And, of course, you know, my hometown knew me. My friends and family members knew me. But then you fast forward to now, and, you know, now it's getting recognized. It's, oh, my God, retweet this, you know, post that, man crush this. And it's just like, wow, you know, I'm still the same cat I've always been. But now that you're, I guess, in the limelight, it's just so, for lack of a better word, surreal to see people react to you and your career and how you progressed in such a short amount of time. And it's just like, wow. You know, I wish I could come up with a better word, but it's just like, wow. You know?
Exactly, exactly. Well, you know what, let's talk about that for a minute, because, you know, we talk to people on this program all the time about the process. I mean, did you always believe, Denzel, that you had something that you wanted to share, or when did it first become real to you that you had a gift?
Oh, man, I'm finding it out just as quick as the viewers are, honestly. I mean, you know, and it's funny because the path that God has put me on is so much more different than most who kind of step foot into the industry and want to model and want to act and, you know, want to produce or get in a film. And mine is just a different journey. It's so surreal, and it makes you, if you didn't believe in a higher power, you definitely will, you know. But you know, I set out, I was always a football player. I mean, I played football 6 years old on up until through grad school. And, you know, that was always something that I wanted to be, had aspirations of getting paid to play eventually. And, you know, God said that, hey, that's not your path. So, you know, while I was in school, went through a lot of majors, you know, from engineering to pre-law to sports management, and finally kind of settled on sports medicine, really wanted to pursue a career in collegiate strength and conditioning coaching. And it just so happened that, you know, within that first year, right after the first year of grad school, a door opened to get into the industry and start modeling. And I took it, and I've kind of just ran with it. And, you know, here I am some 10, 12 months later, and you know, I'm on TV and watching myself every Tuesday night, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the rest, as they say, is history. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I had the pleasure today of speaking with Dr. Denzel. Well, of course, you guys have gotten to know him from the hit show on the Oprah Winfrey Network, If Loving You Is Wrong. We'll be telling you here in a moment how you guys can stay connected with Denzel. You know, you mentioned, of course, watching yourself, and one of the things that that you do that I think really has helped on a whole lot, and I've seen it from each one of their popular shows, and that is, you know, the cast really coming together and connecting with the fans, you know, through social media, especially through Twitter. Has that been an important thing for you to make sure that you are having that connection with your fans as each episode is unfolding?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And coincidentally, my roommates and I, as we were watching the show Tuesday night, while I was on a commercial, I said the same thing to them. I was like, you know, it's really crazy how much of a presence social media has on TV shows. Like, you know, I'm sitting there just watching the show, and let's just take it back 2-5 years ago. You know, you couldn't interact with someone that you were watching on TV. You know what I mean?
Right.
You just watched the show, and anything that you heard about them via was you know, logging onto the internet or doing a Google search or seeing an interview on TV. But now, here it is, fast forward, you know, to this age of social media. And literally, while you're watching your favorite character, you can also see them retweet something that you tweeted, or you can ask them a question and they answer it in real time. I'm like, man, that is just really crazy how far technology has come and how much of an influence social media has, to where I can just talk to the same person that I'm watching on TV. And I know, if I were a fan, that's got to be just an awesome feeling, you know, to watch the show, have a question about this character, like, wow, I mean, I see you acting this, but what's your character really thinking right here? You know what? I'm going to log on, I'm going to mention him and ask, and hopefully he'll reply back, you know?
Right.
And it's just so crazy, but it's a great feeling to be able to interact with the fans in such, you know, real time.
One of the things that has been mentioned, and you even referenced it here in this conversation, Denzel, is, of course, beginning it with modeling. Do you think that kind of set the stage for you when it comes to discipline? Because, you know, I talk to people, and we always say that regardless of what profession you're in, you know, every day is not necessarily going to feel like the best of days, but it's really about your attitude, is the way that you approach it. Is that kind of something that you kind of ingrained in yourself, beginning with modeling, that's kind of transitioned into acting?
Yes, you know, I would say so. I mean, originally it started from being an athlete, and you know, those are the listeners out there who've ever played a sport, you know, they know what I'm talking about. The attitude in which you have in any sport kind of transitions into all facets of your life. So, you know, starting off as an athlete, that made it very easy to transition into acting, because things are not, I'm sorry, to transition into modeling, because things are not going to always go your way. You know, you're going to have bad takes, you're going to have bad photo shoots. I mean, case in point, when I was doing, you know, this current season of Top Model, a lot of things went awry while I was on the show. And, you know, having that athletic background and that discipline really helped. And then to take that, what I've learned from being an athlete and then from being a model and being in front of the camera and transitioning that into acting, it's such a good background to have, you know, such a good base and foundation to have. It makes the job that much, for lack of a better word, easy. You know, you don't want to call it easy, because it is hard going to take in and take out and action and cut. But it makes it, you know, easier to transition and go throughout your day and go throughout these long takes and these long hours of filming.
Right, exactly. So do you think that's what keeps you motivated then, knowing, you know, not only what has gotten you to this point, Denzel, but also knowing that you have people literally around the world, many of which you've never met and may never meet, that are really cheering for you to succeed?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really great feeling, and not to take anything away from those fans who really want to see you succeed, but, you know, and this goes out to anybody who's aspiring to become a model or an actor or just in any facet where you want to become successful, your motivation has to come from within. You can't rely on, you know, the fans or the family or the friends. I mean, what it boils down to is your own motivation and your own want to succeed. Because, you know, it's sad, but you're going to have people out there who are going to love you. I mean, literally love everything that you do. You can essentially do no wrong. They're going to support you no matter what. And that's what really makes the job thrilling and invigorating and makes you know, actors like myself and Malik and Edwina and Octavio want to get up and go to work and do what we do. But on the flip side, you also have those fans who are going to hate you. I mean, they're going to talk bad about you. They're going to belittle you. I mean, just in such a short amount of time and being in the limelight, I've been called every single name in the book. I mean, to the point where you have people creating fake handles and Twitter accounts and Instagram accounts just to talk bad about something that you're doing. So, wow. You know, it's almost like you have to take it with a grain of salt. It's like, you know, and I'm not taking anything away from my fans. I absolutely love each and every one of my fans. But you do have those evil individuals who just don't want to see you succeed, whether that hate manifests from within or from something that you've done. But, you know, it's really tough and it's hard in the industry, but it's something that comes with the territory. So, yes, motivation has to come from within, but it's always good to have that backbone of those fans who are just like, just keep at it. I love what you're doing. I love watching Travis. I hate him for what he did to Kelly, but, you know, I still love him. I still love the character. Keep doing what you're doing. Much love. And it's like, thank you. I mean, honestly, God, it's really appreciated.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny, when I was prepping for the segment with you, Denzel, there, and you actually retweeted this. What are your fans actually said, you know, why aren't more people following this guy? You know, he's basically, you're everywhere, you know.
Yeah,
that's like television. I mean, you know. So it's cool to have people, you know, supporting you like that. You know, which brings me to this question, and I think it really is a universal question, Denzel, that not only goes for you and what you're able to do, but also I think, and I love the fact that you keep bringing it to other people, too, inspiring other people, because that's really what it's all about. Do you find that as you kind of go throughout this journey, going through, you know, having success with football, having success as modeling, now, of course, having success with this show, that when it comes to the next thing, that you really are your biggest critic, that you're the person who pushes yourself the most?
Yes. I mean, that's a great way to put it. You literally have to be your worst critic. I mean, you have to be so methodical in everything that you do and criticize everything that you do because, you know, this is the way I look at it. If you don't, someone else will. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, if you aren't your worst critic, someone else will be. So if you're that person who is such a perfectionist, to where you need to have everything perfect, it's almost like your work will speak for itself. And it's crazy because I always like to use the term, I'm Monday morning quarterback every single thing that I do. When I watch, you know, If Loving You Is Wrong on Tuesdays or Top Model on Fridays, I'm like, okay, I could have done this better. But all the while, I'm hearing, oh, my God, great job. But I'm like, no. I could have done this a little better had I done that. So you have to be your worst critic because even though, like I said, you have those people out there who love every single thing that you do, you still have those people out there who are going to hate every single thing that you do. So it's almost like you have to use that as an additive to your motivation and to keep yourself humbled in all of this. That's the key word, humility,
exactly,
in all of this. And if you don't have that, it's really tough to succeed. And by the same accord, if you don't have a tough skin and a hide made of leather, it's going to be a very, very tough journey for you because for every one fan that you have out there, there are 10 people that are wanting you to fail.
Exactly. I think that is so true. And you know what? I think it's all about attitude, as you said, you know, in that perspective. So let's talk, and then we're going to let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you, Denzel. Let's talk briefly about Travis. What is it like for you to kind of get in the skin of that character and to bring him to life? I mean, you know, talk to us about how much fun it's been for you to really be able to bring yourself to that character.
I mean, it's challenging. That's the first word I want to use. It is very challenging, being that this is my first acting experience ever. I mean, literally, when Tyler called me and you know, Tyler called me because he heard from Tyra Banks that she had someone that he needed to check out, when he called me for that audition, I mean, I was on pins and needles, so nervous, and ended up getting the role of Travis. And then, you know, my very first scene, when he yells action, I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know if I can do this. I mean, it is really tough to literally, I've never acted before, not acted a day in your life, never taken an acting class. I mean, absolutely nothing. And then now you're professional, and millions of people are going to see your performance. Can you produce? And, you know, that was the first obstacle that I had to overcome. And then once I overcame that, I started, you know, really feeling for Travis and kind of getting used to him, because some of the same things that Travis is going through, a bunch of men out there can relate. I mean, they honestly can relate. And, you know, I don't want to give away too much too soon. But as you watch this season and watch Travis and Kelly's, you know, relationship fold and unfold, you'll see that, man, it's like, damn, okay, I've kind of been in something similar. I can definitely relate. And the great thing about the role of Travis, and this kind of holds constant throughout all of the characters on the show, it resonates with us. I mean, we all have been where our characters have been in some form or the other. So going through what Travis is going through with Kelly and having to bring that to life, it's almost like, at the risk of shooting myself in the foot, I know where he's coming from, and I've been through, I've verbatim been through what he's been through with some of the same instances and situations, to where you care for this woman, you love her to death, but where you're at in your life is not where she wants you to be. Right. And you have to sit down and look this woman in her eyes and literally break her heart. And I know men out there can relate. Not only men, but I know some women out there have had to do the same thing. And it's just a commonality of, it's a common thing of being in a relationship. You know, when one person is at step A and the other one is at step C, it's like, and we can't find that common ground, it's almost like, you know, we have to part ways, but I don't want to do that, but I still want you in my life. But by the same accord, I know that you being in my life and watching me be with this woman or that woman and watching me be single, you can't handle that. It's too much for you. So am I selfish for wanting to be in your life when you can't have me in your life? Or am I selfless for walking away and having myself hurt? You know, do I hurt you or do I hurt myself? And regardless of the situation, you know, with the situation with Travis and Kelly, Kelly wants Travis to move in and create this family and white picket fence and be married and buy this house. Now, not every man out there has gone through that. But they have gone through, I believe, at some point in their life, the situation of, God, I love this woman. I do. I really love this woman. But I don't see myself with her. But I can't lose her. I want her as a friend. And it's tough, but it is fun having to bring that to light. And like I said, people are going to hate Travis, you know, and because I play the role of Travis, people are going to hate me, you know, the tweets that I get. Yeah, and it's fun because it's all innocent, you know, like, oh, my God, I hate Travis.
Right.
And, you know, when we first sat down and Tyler brought in all the actors and we did the table reading, he said, if your character is hated, if your character is really hated, you're doing a damn good job. You know, you are definitely doing a damn good job in bringing that character to life. So embrace it and take it and run with it and just make that character everything that you can be. So, you know, to answer your question, it is challenging to bring Travis to life, but it is fun. And it's a job that I love doing, and I'm glad I can do it, because I'm able to bring feelings to light that most men have but are too afraid and too emotionally disconnected to allow themselves to go there and be vulnerable. And one thing I will say about Travis is he's a very vulnerable guy. And so he's not afraid to speak his mind, to feel, to have emotions. And most men kind of are. So it's good that you can bring a character to light that resonates with the viewers. By the same accord, it allows men to understand, hey, it's okay to get in touch with your inner emotion and let a woman know how you really feel about her.
How you really feel, right. And you know what? I think what you just said, I think that really summarizes why this show is so popular, because with each and every one of those characters, I think we can either see either a piece of ourselves or we could see someone that we know, you know, or we've been through those situations. And I think that is what people are liking. Wow, I'm glad it's somebody else, you know, that's going through.
Yes.
You know what was it that was. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, and we all joke, is like, no matter who you are, no matter what religion, what sexuality, what class, what creed, what color, there's a character on that show that you can relate to, plain and simple. There is at least one. Now, it might be, you might take a little from this character, a little from that character, a little from this character, but I feel that no matter who you are, you can find a character to relate to, and I think that's why we've become so popular in such a short amount of time.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know what? I know people will continue to tune in. Again, everyone, Denzel Wells has been our guest. He's not only a model and actor, but an individual who's definitely on the move. You can catch him, of course, on Tuesday nights on the very popular show, If Loving You Is Wrong, on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Check your, of course, your local listings for time, but it is at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m., of course, for our friends here in Mississippi. Denzel, let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you, man.
Yes, yes. So on Instagram and on Twitter, my handles are both the same, and it's just at @IAM_Wells. It's real simple. So check in, follow me, and kind of get into that conversation every Tuesday night about If Loving You Is Wrong.
All right, man. Well, congratulations to you. Continued blessings to you, Denzel, man. Wishing you nothing but the best and looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Yes, yes. God bless you, man. Thank you for having me.
Hey, more than welcome. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. And if you guys came in late and missed part of the broadcast, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast just about 5 minutes as we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. And we did tag Denzel on Twitter, so you can go to our page at, of course, twitter.com/CyrusWebb, or you can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWebb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you find there. Again, I want to remind our live listeners joining us on the radio side, I'll be speaking with another cast member from the hit show If Loving You Is Wrong at the top of the next hour. I'll be speaking to Ottavio Bazzano. He'll be back with us, of course, to talk to us not only about his journey on the show, but also what it's been like for him to bring his character to life. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.